Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Glory to God. That's what connecting to a supernatural God. Yes. Thank you. That is a turnaround for every family here. Okay. I got two words this weekend, and Friday kind of triggered it off. But one was from bitter to sweet. Our sister Greta touched the hem of his garment in the ear, in the worship as we laid hands. God turned her bitter to sweet. And that we have seen that over and over. Our several people who come here, stage 4 cancer, turn around, families with autistic children. Again, different kinds of breakthroughs. And we claiming more, thanking the Lord for more. And I heard from bittersweet, and then Bonnie will tell you, the Lord comes and gives me puns and makes jokes. Holy Spirit does this. And inside I'm laughing some. So the other thing I heard was from MAGA to MEGA. You know MAGA? Make America Great Again. And people wear those hats and MAGA. Make America Great Again. And I don't want to go into the political things of that. But it doesn't matter to me whether you wear a red hat, white hat, whatever. But I can agree with that sentiment. Make America Great Again. Don't you want the nation to succeed? And my heart is touched when I see entire wonderful places that used to be empty in the last 2-3 decades, factories that moved to China and to Mexico and other places, and so hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, in fact, of Americans made jobless. God is giving us a turnaround. And the factories are being restored, jobs that people thought, well, politicians said, say bye-bye to them. Well, they're coming back. Praise God. So we appreciate the MAGA, Make America Great Again. We welcome it. But I felt like God was saying, but I want to turn even MAGA to MEGA. And say MEGA. You know, if you believe in lotteries, the Mega Millions. Remember the MEGA? That, woof, it goes, woof, say woof. I mean, it's totally way beyond. It's Ephesians 3. God wants to do beyond your hopes, desires, dreams. So I can dream big. I said, no, I can do bigger than your dreams. So where it's your life, take the limits off. I'm going to believe the word of God. How many of you want to believe the word of God? Okay. So it is, yeah. So I am believing his word beyond your hopes, desires, dreams, prayers. Man, I have big prayers. Well, so I can do beyond your prayers. And so there are certain boundaries that we have put, and God says, I wanted to break you loose from limitations, and I want to get you into the supernatural zone of MEGA. So we have, it's the word of God. So here is one of the kind of practical thing of things turning into MEGA. It's in Luke chapter 5, verse 1. So it was as the multitude. Are you there? It's up there somewhere. Fleshing the scripture, Luke 5. Or you can finally, if you get desperate, you can turn to your iPhone. And by the way, if you don't put your Bible app, you know, there are several Bible apps. I have my big iPad. I need to start bringing my big, thick Bible. So it makes me look religious. So, but we were, I mean, when 40 plus years ago, when the major charismatic revival came, there was a great, outpouring of the Holy Spirit, especially on the young generation. That was called the Jesus Movement. And you wouldn't understand, unless you're part of that, we haven't seen the Holy Spirit was over the nation in such an amazing way, the young people. So Bonnie started coming to my church. Well, she came first to get some prayer, and it worked. So she's a living example. I was the one who prayed. Mega. But you should, one time, I have to take some time to tell you that, you know, she was so on fire. And wherever she went, she would carry this giant Bible with her, the Amplified Bible. And you couldn't find one place that was not underlined. I mean, I said, what? How are you choosing the whole Bible, aren't you? This is the underline. Yes, I like that. But the whole young people, we had a whole group in my church. I was a young pastor. Man, I thought I was a specialist in marriage. I would preach on my 5 rules of marriage and this. And it was, that's what a young pastor does. Now I'm a little older. Don't do that many foolish things anymore. Anyway. So she calls me and says, the Lord came and told me I'm to prepare to get married. Well, I really was. She was in my church, and she was such a on fire believer that she was dangerous. And I really, literally believed. I said, if she marries an ordinary young guy, she's going to kill him in 2 weeks. Because, I mean, in a sense, not intentionally, but she was like a B-52 bomber, wherever, let's go to revival, we're going to pray all night, we're going to do this. And that man would, be worn out by that. So she called, I'm to get married. I said, honey, I've been praying. And I went, really, that she couldn't, this B-51 bomber could not marry a plastic pistol. He's gone. And months later, the Lord, spoke to me and says, by the way, the man you're praying for, it's you. So I was really a super spiritual. I was just floating out there. And so I said, well, we are supposed to get married. I should ask her for a date. Which was a major revelation. So where do we go? For a date. I like movies. So I said, I'll take her out to a movie. So I said, you want to go to a movie? And this is, I was not exaggerating. She gave me the third degree. What movie? I said, it's a great movie. It's about Jesus. Oh, she was fine. It's about the Bible. I said, it's about the Bible. She said, that's fine. That's great. She was happy to come. So took her to the theater. And first scene is demon dogs coming out. And then the title comes, The Omen. And it quotes, you'll see the titles. And his number shall be 666. Revelation. I said, see, it's about the Bible. So, 10 minutes into the movie, she excuses herself and goes out. And I said, well, she needs a bathroom break. That was the longest bathroom break. 2 hours later, I go outside. I said, anytime she'll come back, anytime. Then I was not familiar with how long bathroom breaks take for ladies. So I go out, and there she is. I said, what have you been doing? She was in the ladies' restroom with her big Bible, reading, I think praying for me also. Anyway, that's my story about big Bibles. All right, let's go to the Word of God. The slight track, but it was fun.
Young men, please do not take his dating advice.
Yes, I remember that day. All right, Luke 5, verse 1. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God. To hear what? The word of God. Isn't that amazing? That it's Jesus. And he is the living word. And then he is speaking the word. That he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. So Jesus, he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's. Asked them to put it out on a land, little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. Perfect place. Just a little bit offshore. Great preaching platform. And he shared the word. When he stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for a catch. Now take a little bit also here. Never get too religious. When the Lord says, can I use your boat? Sure. God never forgets when you do any kind of service for his kingdom. You are building up an inheritance, not only for yourself, but for your children. God will remember when you serve his kingdom, when you come, give yourself. I've seen many people come and behind the scenes work at the church and do things. God is watching, I want you to know. And he will always reward you and bless you. Not only that, but he will watch over your children because you have watched over his kingdom. He will never allow any act that you do for him, for his kingdom, go where it's not unnoticed. He's watching. So here, as he has been able that those boats are used to bless his people, God does not forget that they need to get a blessing. They have sowed seed, they're going to get a blessing. Have faith that when you serve in any way, you and your children are going to be blessed. I remember many years ago when one of our daughters was a teenager, Anna, and she had to go to exam and she had been up all night. Number one, as I was passing by, she was studying. I said, by the way, all this time you've been using that old car, tomorrow when you go to exam, take daddy's car. It was newer and had those bags were just coming in when you get an accident. And what do you call them? Airbags. So, and sure enough, when she went early in the morning to go get exam, she was in a most horrible accident. But the Lord had given me, I had no explanation, take my car. And those airbags literally saved her life. Otherwise, she would have been destroyed. So as you serve the kingdom, the Lord watches not only you, watches over you, but watches over your children and guards them. And the angel of the Lord will be there at the critical time. Anyway, going on. Then the Lord said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Launch out? Say, launch out. Let down your nets. So number one, launch out. Don't, there is a launching out in faith for certain things. Don't get where you, sometimes we get either fearful or anxious, or, I mean, you are just wondering, what shall I do? Simple steps of launching out into what God wants you to become or participate in. Little steps, small steps of faith release the great miracles of God. And then he says, and let down, say, let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. I want you to notice, this is really half obedience. It's not full obedience. So, simple, my dear Watson. Let's backtrack. What was the exact statement Jesus made? Launch out into the deep. Let down your what? Say it again. Nets. Plural. When Simon said, okay, whatever you say, he lets down what? The net. One. Geez, there were plural. God wanted to give major, mega harvest. He limited even the blessing by letting down just one net, though they had several. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So that's mega. Say mega. So that's not just a little bit of catch. This is mega catch. So they signaled to their partners in the boat to come and help them. They came and filled both the boats with just one net letting out, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Because he knew right there, they had very little to do with it. This was a supernatural mega catch. And in fact, it would have been even tenfold, maybe more, if he had there done a putting out of plural nets. So let's learn that, that when we are asking, when we are praying, pray for the mega. We're going to believe for the mega and not limit ourselves to smaller level. So that was, therefore, I don't want to focus on too much on the negative, except, I mean, this was mega. This is awesome what God did, but it would have been even more if he had believed for it. So, but I believe with this prophetic moment that happened in May with the establishment of United States Embassy in Jerusalem, and last weekend, Bonnie and Michael and Heather and I were there to help celebrate, and they asked us to be speakers to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the founding of Israel. God said, I will bless those who bless you. We have taken that as one of our primary scriptures, to bless Israel. We feed hungry people every day, Holocaust survivors, others, in Israel and in Jerusalem. So, and then we do, of course, do other things for people, other nations. But we want to believe that this is the season for mega. So there may be attacks, but I don't want you to get bamboozled or fearful or in any way. The devil will try to do some things that make a lot of noise. Focus on the Lord getting involved. Now, this is the time where God, Jesus himself, is getting involved in our harvest. And he wants to give you mega harvest. He wants to release you into the mega provision that was right there. Why was it different? Because Jesus has been invited in. So I want to make a saying, Lord, he's a gentleman. He's out. I want you, Lord, as a father, as a mother. I am saying, totally get involved in my children's lives and give them a mega blessing. And I would invite, and we invite specifically, Lord, I invite, in our church, I invite you. So we can reach multiple thousands. That's why part of, as we began communion, I wanted to ask Michael to sing, give us the nations. We call them out by name. So in the last days, this gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed as a testimony to all, and then the end shall come. So every nation, we're going to have a vision, and with that vision, we're going to have mega provision. And so it gives me extra charge to say, each of you, may the glory come in such a way that you will have supernatural blessing. God will give you ideas and mega ideas for you and your children. I'm releasing that, believing and confessing. So get ready for a mega harvest. Get ready, and we are speaking into the heavenlies that this is a time, as we have blessed Israel, as we blessed Jerusalem, mega is being released. Hallelujah. Say mega.
Mega.
Tell your neighbor, mega,
mega
is being released over you. All right? It says, like some of the words, start taking these words. I'll just give you a few, and then we want to release a blessing over each of you and pray and release you. But it says, these are some of the things that you can activate. Let your atmosphere be charged with a mega atmosphere. And you have to participate in it by faith. Get excited. Whenever we used to make checks when our guys were little children, when we made checks and offerings and tithes, we would make a big to-do, make a big show. And we would march around our house and sing songs, and I would hold up the tithe and offering, then I would let them hold it up and wave, and we would sing and all, and make a big to-do about it, because we were getting a chance to sow into the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. And it impressed them. So anyway, so here are some of the scriptures for mega. And it's in 3 John 2. Thank you, Lord, that you desire that I prosper, me and my family, and be in health, even as my soul prospers. And thank you, Lord, that I'm prospering. My children are prospering in mind, in body, in spirit, and in finances. Psalm 35:27. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is your will that I prosper. It says in your word that you delight yourself in the prosperity of your servant. This is the word of God, right? Say, it's the word of God. The word of God is active. You're activating as you're speaking it forth and alive and full of power. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30. Lord, because I keep your commandments, you delight in prospering me and my family. Thank you that I'm prospering in my marriage, in my business, in every area of my life. My family is blessed. Whatever I put my hand to is prospering and is blessed. I'm entering the mega blessing. Genesis 1:22. Thank you, Father, that you commanded us to be fruitful and to multiply. Thank you that as I honor you, you are making me fruitful and increasing me in every area. And as I delight and meditate in the word of God day and night and keep it in my mouth, therefore my way is prosperous and I've been having good success. Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1, verse 2. Lord, Psalm 1 again, I meditate upon your word. I delight in your word. I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water. My leaf does not wither. I bring forth fruit in season. Whatever I do, it prospers. And then Psalm 21:6. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. You are blessing me so I may be a blessing. Hallelujah. May the Lord rebuke the devourer over each and every one of you. You can look at Deuteronomy 28, that you are going to be, and you are blessing. And your children are blessed. You are blessed in the city and in the country. You are blessed coming in. You are blessed going out. The Lord, any enemies that have come up against me are being defeated. And the Lord is commanding his blessing on my storehouse. That's your bank account. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying, you are going to be a lender, but not a borrower. So that's, I am prophesying and believing that we are entering as a church, as a community, as individuals and as families, we are entering into the mega season, that it is mega, 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 so we can bless the nations. We ask for the nations. We call them by name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, yes. Say mega blessing. Amen. Father, thank you. Let's all stand up. We are believing. Woo! Thank you, Lord. You are a child of God. You are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Say, I'm a child of God. I am blessed. I am blessed. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are blessed. And so by our confession, we are activating this atmosphere. I want you to carry that atmosphere to your house. Carry that wherever you are, whether you're eating at a restaurant. Hopefully you don't get thrown out. If you start praying, they may throw you out. There are certain things. No, I'm sorry. I'm being miserable. If they find out you're a Christian, I don't know. Some of these places are weird now. But that's part of the division. We plead the blood of Jesus over our nation. Pray that we bring shalom. And that wherever you are, you're blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. How many of you have children or grandchildren that are in college or in school? Raise your hand. Well, we are claiming, see, may they become conscious like I want you, each of you, wherever you put your feet, that territory is blessed. Because you're a child of the King. You are a king and a priest. So may that happen the same. I started seeing your children, that where they're stepping, that God is giving them his grace and his favor. So speak that the promotion. This is a change of season prophetically. I'm seeing it, but we want to declare it and step into it. Now, there are other negative forces. So you're going to battle through. You need the church. You need others with you. But God is, some of these blessings I spoke over you, that you want to make sure that there are, you not only receive, don't let them slip. There are certain scriptures I was putting together. Just the third aspect, I won't get time to speak about it that much. But as you get this promise and as you release, let's release Luke chapter 5 to you. God is saying, launch out, throw down your nets, and there will be a mega harvest because God is getting involved. Say, God is getting involved. And part of the scripture then is, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. So all of these promises are yours. And the Lord saying, I will be faithful. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him and cling to him. You shall swear by his name. But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope until the end. Amen. Thank you, Father. Raise your hands. Lord, I bless each one hearing this message that you are bringing us from bitter to sweet. And you are transitioning us from MAGA to MEGA. That is, our nets are becoming so full we can barely bring those harvest in. We need help. The harvest is ours. Say, the harvest is mine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a clap. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Now, I want the healing team to come up here. I feel like there are some that need to experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You've never had a chance to pray in the Spirit. We're going to see that in filling. Or you need a fresh zap of the Holy Spirit in your life. Or you need a special touch in the physical for God to give you a miracle. We'll agree with you. So come on up. If you know God is speaking to you to join the church, you tell some of these people, there are some, you need a home. And you're wondering, and God is speaking to your heart today, that this is your family. Come and officially declare, the Lord is speaking to us to officially become a member here. I'm looking for a home. So come on up, guys. Some more. We may need some more people. They are lining up. Thank you, Father. We will agree for a miracle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Some of you, raise your hands back there. Close your eyes. Praise you, Lord.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.